Welcome back to Sports Day. Carl Langdon and Ben Cameron with you tonight. Our Macca's Daily Guest Interview. McDouble Burger for only $3 at Macca's is the Fremantle Dockers coach, and Ross Lyon. He joins us. Welcome, Ross. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, Carl. G'day, Ben.
Now, mate, I've got to ask you about Aaron Sandilands. How is he after essentially giving out a bump and knocking himself out?
Yeah, no, he's not in great shape. He's a bit sore, sorry for himself today, so he definitely won't play this week. And then it's been such a great warrior for us that we'll be conservative with him and give him every chance to come back healthy.
Yeah, he's been a wonderful player. Now, obviously with Darcy on the sidelines, and you would have been probably hoping prior to now to give Sandy a bit of a rest, given his age and the impact that he's had on the game. Where do you turn to now?
Well, we're fortunate in a sense that we're Michael Apnis, Luke Stranatica, and Jonesy and Lloyd Meek are all available, so I have to sit down with match committee. But Michael Apnis has, you know, had a horrific run with injury over the last 4 years, but he's starting to get a little bit of continuity, and the other boys are whacking away. So we'll have to do it through match committee, but there's probably a few line ball decisions there, so we'll work through that, but you know, clearly it's going to be one of them.
And just with Apnis, look, he was being sort of groomed as a key forward, and probably like Kirsten, who's been challenged now to go back and see how he can play defensively. You've been able to swing these blokes around back at Peel Thunder and experiment a bit, which seems to have worked with Apnis because he's got plenty of the footy and he's been not bad in that role.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I know what he's drafted as, but the reality is it's 200 and his size and shape and mobility. He's really a ruckman that might be able to push forward. He was really never going to be a key forward, we wouldn't have thought, and I think he likes the ruck and sees it his best position, so that's where we're grooming him. And look, he's been here a while now, but he's just had a horrendous run. ACL, came here with PCL, two PCL, so collarbones and concussion, so it's been a really rough run. But look, he's held himself together well and found a bit of form, so it'd be nice if it fell his way.
Ross, how close is Harley Bennell to playing?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's no exact time frame, and Harley was in my office this week, and he's really settled and patient, whatever it takes, really. So he'll ramp up his minutes again. He played a half and a bit, but punched out like two-thirds of an AFL game run. So he'll keep building, and whenever we think it's safe for him to play for the team, that he can produce the run required and it's safe for him, and he's in form, all those things ticked off, he would play. So there's a few weeks to go yet. But his class shone through on the weekend. He went down East Fremantle and it was tough conditions. And considering how much footy he's missed over 2 years, he was really exceptional. So, you know, we're holding our breath and he's working incredibly hard. The ballet has just sort of topped up his program nicely. So those exercises, and he feels as settled and as strong as he's been since he's walked through the door. So that's exciting for all our members and fans.
Ross, what were your expectations coming into the season? Because, you know, you've turned over half your list. You've got a lot of new players in.
Yeah.
Some you brought from other clubs. What were your expectations?
Well, mine, I've never spoken about win-loss and playing finals. I mean, that's just the intrinsic aim of being an AFL club. So we also understand, you know, KPIs, get as many games into our young players as we can. And barring one or two exceptions, we feel we've done that. And the availability, it's not like we've got a raft of pick one, first round picks and second or third rounds sitting underneath. Even on the weekend, the only debate was, well, could you play Demand really instead of Johnson? I mean, Kirsten had an injection on the Friday and was unavailable to train. So some of the analysis can be a bit shallow sometimes, but yeah, it's really about getting games in our younger players and winning as many games as we can and at the same time. And look, we stretched the Eagles to 8 points. I thought we were very meritorious that day. I thought on the weekend we'll ride in the game to the end against a quality team. And, you know, I don't think we've ever given up. So, we want to play finals if we can, but the improve our footy and keep building, improve Nathan's leadership and the leadership group and just become a better football team and a better list.
Ross, you mentioned Kirsten there. Is his future at AFL level as a defender now? Have you almost accepted that it's not in the forward line for him?
A little bit, yeah. Look, I think anyone's, you've got to be prepared to play where the team needs you, but we're on a path of developing him down back. He's beautiful kick, speed, endurance athlete, 194. So him and Taylan, that, you know, can fight out for that third tall. Griffin Logue's coming back as well. So he's got some competition, but I think if you keep doing the same thing and the player's not that super confident that he's a forward and sees himself as a back, we like to work with them and try and, you know, find a niche for them. And since he's made that shift, he seems more settled, very focused, and we think there's an opportunity there, but he's still got to make that happen.
You must be really pleased with the progress of a few blokes, and I'm going to throw couple at you. Langdon, I've liked the way that he's been playing. Luke Ryan continues to play really consistent footy down back, and he uses the ball so well. He's a beautiful kick. And Pierce, mate, for spending so much time out of the game to come back and take on a few of the big names and win that he's had to challenge against this year has been pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, I'll take off with Alex Pierce. We know he's battled with injury, but he's in a leadership group and he's only played 25 games of footy and he's been injured for a year and a half. So, you know, he's going to be a key pillar for us for a long time. And Ed Langdon is a credit to his work rate. You know, he runs like Brad Hill. He's hardened up, he competes, he tackles, and he's really working hard on his skill. He's a goal kicker, so I thought he was very good on the weekend. And Luke Ryan is a second-year player, played about 16 games, and sometimes he displays the poise of a veteran. He's got plenty of things to improve on, but we know he's, they're 8 to 10-year players, those guys. So we just need more of them. Unfortunately, you know, the GWS and Gold Coast took a lot of the early talent, and, you know, our drafting and our ability to bring them through just hasn't been at the level that we've needed over a fair period of time. So, but we feel like we're getting that right over the last couple of years. That should see us come through as quickly as we think we can do it.
You just mentioned that maybe drafting or the ability to bring them through hasn't quite been where it needs to be. Is that more development or has it been talent ID, do you think, Ross?
No, it's always a combination. They always go hand in hand. So neither department's resting on its laurels. We're working really closely together. And, you know, I think if you look at, you know, Langdon and Blakely, that draft, and certainly what's coming through this year, you know, Luke Ryan, Cox and Griffin Logue. And I think if you're looking at Chera and Brayshaw, Gyro and Croden, and, you know, Hugh Dixon we think can play, I think, you know, there's a lot going right. So we just need to continue on working together and getting them through and developing them well. We feel like if you look at Lachie Neal and Sutcliffe and Langdon and Blakely, you know, and Tucker's playing, Sean Darcy, we feel like we do that quite well. You just need more swings and early draft picks as you can get, but they're hard to get hold of sometimes.
It's not easy, though, is it, Ross? And it does take time. And, you know, there's a lot of impatient people. I mean, we're in a market here. It's only a two-team town. But you've come out of a foreign environment where at least there's 10 teams and at least it sort of swings around a bit. It's a little bit of a constant microcosm over in WA, don't you think?
Yeah, that's not. Look, it's a high-performance industry. That's fine. And we feel we're on the path and, you know, critics are everywhere, that's fine, and that's their job, but you can't be sidetracked by that. And if you don't want critics and you don't want pressure, don't sit in the chair. So, I mean, when you coach with expectation, that's where the real pressure is. I mean, clearly coached and been with coaching teams that have handled high expectation at the Saints and here. So expectation's still high, but clearly there's an understanding of, you know, president, CEO, all the key pillars of what we're doing. So outside noise is just that, and it's good to be held accountable, but history tells you it takes a bit longer than 18 months.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, when it comes to the game and the way that the game is evolving, do we need to keep on changing it? You've been in the game for a long time, since 1985 as a player. In fact, you never had a break. You went straight into coaching, I think, under, was it Wolsey that you started your coaching?
Yeah, part-time. Yeah.
And so to go from player to coach to see goal reviews, what do we got now? Bumping, protecting zones. Gee, that's soft, isn't it? Chopping of the arms. What do you think? Come on, be honest.
No, I think there's some challenges for the game. There's no doubt about that. But I think even our game's we're one of the lowest stoppage teams. So, you know, different teams play different styles. There's no doubt, you know, teams can lock it in their front half better than they ever have. I mean, we're not getting that quite right at the minute, but I think the good the talent's been spread a lot amongst 18. Look, I think the good games are still really good, and I subscribe to Paul Roos' theory. Like, there's that much coverage now and saturation that nothing gets missed. And the poor games used to just fly under the radar, but now if there's a poor one, you know, and I think it's easy to criticise. I think, you know, there's some great footy and there's some ordinary footy. It all depends what you choose to focus on. But I think when you're coaching it, it's hard sometimes to see the beauty of the game, you know what I mean? But I think as a spectator, I think you've got to respect the views, but sometimes a few can hold it captive and aren't accurate. But at this point in time, it's the least of my worries.
Ross, there's a restricted free agent named Jeremy McGovern whose dad played for the Fremantle Dockers, Andrew McGovern. How would he fit in to the Fremantle system moving forward?
Well, it's not something I've thought about. And to be fair, really respectful of other clubs and their players, it'd be unfair and disrespectful to discuss any free agent, except to say as a club, you know, we need to get as much high-end quality competitive players through the door as we can, whether it's be drafting, trading or free agency. So we're open to all avenues. And but again, it's not my department. Obviously, there's discussions. And, I mean, I don't live in a bubble where I don't understand that he's a free agent. But there's an enormous amount of noise. It's very hard to shift people out of their chosen clubs. So, but in saying that, I think everyone's in there having a crack. You
don't
know, not only him, but all free agents.
Having a crack. Now, Collingwood this week, how do you beat them?
Yeah.
Kick more goals.
Well, we just finished our review. Look, I watched them all last Friday night. You know, a really good running team. Bulldogs jumped them, and they clawed their way back. And it's going to be a tough task, and we've got to expect them to go to the end. But if we execute what we need to and bring our effort and use the ball and don't go into our shells, I think we can get it done. But talk's cheap. We've got to get on that bird, and we've got to fight the fight, you know.
Can you put someone on Treloar, please? He's getting a lot of the ball.
He's a very impressive player, isn't he? Look, and they were a young premiership team and a far grand final team when Nathan took over. And in what, 11, I think it was it? Or no, 12. So what is it, 18? So there's 6 years. And, you know, they're a markedly different team. There wouldn't be too many left. And they've added a lot of high-end talent. Good to see Chris Main back playing on a wing and pressure. So... Treloar's a good player. They got Phillips, a good player. They got, you know, Pendlebury inside, one of the stars. And they've got a good system. They're playing good football. But we think our best is still pretty good. We just need to be able to execute over four quarters.
Ross, you're a learned footy watcher. As we let you go, we've been debating tonight who should be the next legend in the Australian Football Hall of Fame. Ablett Senior, Carey Sheedy, Greg Williams, Jason Dunstall. Just a name for us.
Wayne Carey. Best ever. Good night, lads.